as you open your mind. Let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer, layer after layer. All right, you know what day it is. It's Tuesday going into Wednesday. And for those of you on the West Coast, you're just settling into the night. And here on the Big Island, we're easing into a full moon evening of the playing field. Right here, oh, it has been a glorious day in the kingdom of heaven here on the Big Island in Hawaii. You know, we're going to carry on again, and you know, this is all brought to you by our beloved BBSRadio.com, and you are listening to the Insight Hour. Yes, brought to you by HealthyWorldDistributing.com, Tetrahedron.org, who bring you love, the real Da Vinci Code 528 Live 820. Yes, when you play it back, it does rhyme. In the spirit, we speak in time with intention and insight and foresight. Ah, we're not in the habit of looking back when we're winning the race. Yes, and the finish line is the starting time. And those of you who know how to run a race, it starts with a genuflection. It starts with adoration. On one knee, one bows. Then one makes a turn towards the goal and starts the race. Well, rat is coming up. Oh, my goodness. And you know, I say Reverend Roxy, and Roxy says, in a rat race, only rats win. And rats are clever. Oh, they're clever. Now, we have two gentlemen tonight. Put your listening caps on. Put your minds in overdrive. Overstand what we're going to keep repeating each week until it is inculcated into your very soul. Imprint so that like doo-doo-doo-doo-boom, you will all get it. Yes, it ain't coming from Spielberg. It ain't coming from whoever'sburg. It ain't coming from Goldstein. It ain't coming from Silverstein, Feinstein, or any other kind of King Kong Stein. It's coming from a horror wit. Oh, yes, wit. And he's kept his wit. And he's here tonight to give you the benediction, the invocation for the inside hour. And then we're going to get down to our ABGs. And hopefully, when it's all over, you will want to join us in this evolution of thought as to how it is we call God, the Spirit, into our life. A. Dr. Horowitz, are you there?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy Hampton. How are you?
I'm absolutely blessed this evening.
Wonderful. Folks, I want to start tonight by giving it up to the Creator as we usually do. Let's just say a prayer together so that we can get the show on the road. This is the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Every Tuesday night, we usually start with Reverend Roxy Hampton leading off, and I come in and give you some revelation that I've been getting this in the last few days before the show. So tonight, let's start off with a prayer, and then we'll get into some of the revelation. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you for pouring out our sustenance. Thank you for the water, the air, the food that we eat, everything that you give us. And now, Heavenly Creator, you've given us an America that's fallen apart. You've given us an America that is coming apart at the seams, financially, economically, politically. Voter registrations, everything from voter registrations to the manipulations of the stock exchanges, to the banksters, to the manipulations of the drug industrialists, to the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel is coming apart at the seams. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for this. It's not that we're un-American, Heavenly Creator. In fact, we're all American. In fact, we love this country. You know, it says, in God we trust on our currency. Currency imparts the concept of water flowing. We want to flow to you, Heavenly Creator, and we know that what's happening is Judgment Day in America that's flowing from your heavenly throne, so we give you praise and glory and blessing for the coming apart of the seams. Now, we've been saying, Heavenly Creator, for many, many, many years now, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues, made sore and sour by her lack of sustenance, by her manipulations and coercions and her enslavements and her intoxications. And we walk through this valley of this shadow of death that fulfills the book of Revelation with the great end-time battles, the wars, rumors of wars, weather changes, earth changes, and the great plagues devastating humanity. This is not of you, Heavenly Creator, so we praise you for the Judgment Day. We praise you for your karmic relief to release the tension and the manipulations of the population under the guise of doing good and just and being caring. What we actually have is the opposite. We have genocide, the mass killing or enslaving of humanity for profit, politics, or ideology. And Heavenly Creator, we're so well aware because we've been talking about it, researching it, compiling the evidence, and showing it to your people who have eyes to see truth. The fact that the global industrialists want to eliminate two-thirds of us. You know, there's got to be distractions in the manipulation of the population reduction agenda, Heavenly Creator. So we thank you for the manipulations of the populations through the mainstream media. Yes, indeed, Heavenly Creator, we thank you for the manipulations of the populations into mania. Because those who are in this neuroticism, this bizarre state of altered intelligence, dumbed down, mind control, manipulated person, what Reverend Roxy calls a real stupid is, a stupid does, the reality is that these times are absolutely reflective of your glory to bring those who have intelligence, the spark of life, your name written on their foreheads, in their pineal glands, in their forebrains, your name, your holy name, that shall sustain us and keep us, and as we walk through the valley of the shadow of the genocide, that we have your sustenance and your Holy Spirit power that uplifts us, anoints us, gifts us with your presence, your Holy Spirit power of divine love, and it opens up our hearts. And most importantly, which is if you really go back and reread these archives or listen to these archives, you see that Reverend Roxy Hampton was actually relating to this issue of a cessation of Babylonians' insanity and lunacy to come out of her. You've got to stop the egoic mind. Because everything that we have been taught, Heavenly Creator, has been not to love you, has been unloving to you and each other, and in fact ourselves. And so we thank you for the revelations that we're going to be receiving tonight on this topic. We thank you and praise you for the revelations you've given us over the last couple of weeks, and especially with the presence of a dear friend and colleague, Mitchell Fine, attorney counsel for the Royal Bloodline of David, who has blessed us with some not only good legal advice, but some awesome revelation that is going to take everybody to the next level of devotion and joy and uplift in recognition of you, Heavenly Creator. And to recognize how we reflect your glory and how you have simply desired to lead us, not into temptation and manipulation, but into love and sustenance, divine, and prosperity in all ways. So I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for doing all this, for creating a scenario where the pain of Babylon falling the pain of America being decimated and the people that have placed their faith and trust in currency, but not your waters of life, that they are about to and currently engaged in learning a very, very important lesson. Ultimately, that will lead us into the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace. So indeed, I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for bringing on this lesson so beautifully. And in fact, so timely. I know we're on your clock. This is your clock. It's not mine. It's not anybody's. It's yours. And the wonderful reality is that it's synchronous with everything that you promised, the prophecies of the restoration, the bride coming, becoming edified in the congregation, the edification of the congregation to become the full bride, your bride, as the sun and the moon are married in our solar system, and that they direct the energy flow and the water flows and the tides. So you have been waiting for we, your children, to mature, to lose that lunacy of the egoic mind that came from the Garden of Eden and the temptation that the satanic beast provided, the reptilian temptation to make knowledge more important than the law that you provided, the word, the covenants, the agreements that you asked us for. We chose knowledge. We chose the egoic mind and intelligence because we were seduced into thinking that our thought is ultimately who we are, and our thought will bring us to majesty and great places. And that is a rude awakening for us to realize that it ain't in modern science that salvation rests. It is not in medical deities by which our healing occurs. It is you, Heavenly Creator, that bless us, anoint us, fulfill the promises that lead us from the temptations that would take us into this Babylonian lunacy, Looney Tune land. Enough. We praise you, Creator, for showing us the truth about the way we have been deceived. And we thank you for guiding our steps as your righteous. The steps of the righteous, we're told in the scripture in the Bible, that are ordered by you. They shall be ordered by you because that's your covenant, your agreement with us. If we tune our hearts to love you and have faith and trust in you, then the miraculous manifestation of our words and prayer create in your waters of life and your universal waters to bring about the fulfillment of that which you love to give us, blessings, joy, prosperity in all ways. So Heavenly Creator, I praise you for this revelation, series of revelations in which humanity will lose this lunacy, that will awaken like out of a hypnotic trance, that we will awaken from a nightmare, that we shall awaken now by losing, by your grace only, this egoic part of our brains that function in a neuroticism, a psychopathology that in which we see each other as separate, that we don't know you are right here, right now with us. And as a result, we go into fear, and we go into judgment, and we go into guilt, or whatever else is engaging our brains that becomes the full reality of our experience that takes us away from the experience of you and delivers us into a Babylonian lunacy and a hypocrisy. So we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for showing us out of this darkness with your glorious illumination, your sunshine of my, not just mind, but heart. Praise you, Heavenly Creator, in Yasha's name. So, Reverend Roxy, how long was that prayer for?
You know, I'm not even going to answer in terms of time. I'm going to answer in terms of thought and eloquence. E-L-O. You. Eloquent.
See, now you understand, folks, why I keep Reverend Roxy around. She's always complimenting me.
But it takes me into Brother Mitch over here when we say E-L-O.
Q-U-E-N-C-E.
That the root word of eloquence has the meaning of Elohim.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk,
Elohim.
Brother Mitch. Can you just come on in?
Welcome. Thank you. Yeah, let me introduce Brother Mitch Fine to you folks listening. Mitch is, as I mentioned, an extraordinary person who's brought some awesome revelations.
Uh-oh, we got a caller.
We have a caller.
Hold on, caller. We'll get
hold on, we'll
second.
Get to you. Yeah. Let me just, Mitch, I want to ask you to look at this issue of the words eloquent, Elohim, how these kinds of things operate. And then I'd like to get into this evening's discussion. So, caller, I hope that you're going to be stay on focus on topic a little bit, because the topic that I'd like to share tonight is the revelation that mathematical equations, and Mitch, I'd like to have you talk about the power of the spoken word and its underlying gematria mathematics, because it fits into the musical mathematical matrix of creation and creationism, that we are gifted to also articulate powerfully and effectively and lovingly, of course. But the revelation is that formulas, mathematical formulas, and equations always balance. There is a natural balance in the universe, and that unless we are balancing our own equations by our own spoken words and deeds, then the imbalance that gets created, one does not equal two in God's universe. So if we're living out of balance, then our equations are not equal. The equation equating, for example, like eloquence to Elohim, the source root word, likewise, our source root essence is to be equal to, not in deed, but in loving heart and joy with our Creator. For it is not by works you are saved. It is by the love in your heart and the communion in the faith and trust in the Creator and that Holy Spirit flow, we are told in Scripture, and it makes complete sense. Because when we are engaging that flow, when we are in that equivalency of loving humanity, as Jesus said, you, the Creator, as well as loving brothers and sisters as self, are the foremost laws of spiritual evolution. So that the concept of equivalency and equations that work is a topic I'd like to ask you to just comment on, if you would.
Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. It's a pleasure to be here with you and Reverend Roxy. I want to get right to the point about mathematical equations and language. And the word that I'm thinking about tonight is the word here. And if we look at the word here and we break it down into its mathematical components, we see that it's the word here and H. And so the word H is the symbol or the idea of the heart plus the ear. So to hear, we have to bring our heart to that physical component, which is the ear. So hearing is only possible with the heart. And so
hearing,
if we really want to hear something, it's not just that we're have our ears and some sound is coming into some physical part of our body. When God commands Israel to listen, he says, Shema, hear,
O Israel.
Right. So it's not just people say, oh, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Yes, I heard it. I there's letters forming. But in order to really understand what the Creator is saying, we have to bring our hearts into our ears.
You know, I want to add a little, amplify this concept so that people can get it, because right now it's a bit abstract. In the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, for those who have been listening to the Insight Hour and following my work, you know that I exposed in 1999 the alphanumerics of language, of the English language, which is reversed from the ancient Hebrew. Later on in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, I showed how the Illuminati's logos, everything from Exxon to Maxim to Pepsi, which if you, you know, you can see that the number 666, the number 6 routinely is used in these logos. And the reason, because the 3 sixes and 9s, like Nikola Tesla said, there's extraordinary power. He said, in fact, to his students, if humanity only knew the powers of the 3 sixes and 9s, it would be a completely different planet. The reason he said that is because the threes, the numbers 3, 6, and 9, open us up into communing with the divine spirit, with the Holy Spirit. It's a manifestation number and frequency that's being used. Now, of course, the Christian community is under the guise that 666 is an evil thing. There's nothing inherently evil about it. I showed that in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. I explained the fact that when you begin to realize the Creator is the sole Creator, everything is a creation of the Creator. Satan produces nothing except confusion, chaos, steals ideas from the Creator and then creates a whole manipulation, a counterfeit. So that this is the concept of hearing comes from the ancient understanding. Hearing with your heart, not your head, not the egoic brain, but the heart mind, as I shared with you folks in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. In the book and in the documentary DVD called The Love Code, get it, read it, study it, not just study it, exercise it, do the exercises in the workbook. Because what that does is it starts to expand the heart mind versus the egoic brain. It's as you expand and open the heart, the mind closes down. You get the intuition and the wisdom from the source. The original languages, the mathematics of the original languages, as you spoke them, I'm talking about ancient Sanskrit, Aramaic, Hebrew, Babylonian, those languages, not English. English, you got to go backwards. You got to figure it out backwards. But those older languages gave us the capacity to hear, like Mitch is talking about, with our hearts. It gave us the capacity to not only understand each other intuitively, but also in the process of communicating as the children of the Creator, as the holy children of our God, our one universal God. It gave us the same time the frequency by which we were in training with, communing with, engaged in the universal mind of our source, simply because that source is forever giving, wants to bless his children maximally, is all about love, and in fact, joy. So our loving God, our most powerful, most high, simply blesses us as you would, folks. If you're a parent out there, you would bless your children in every way possible to enable them to be all that they can be, and then you simply take joy when they come and show you the beautiful things that they've created. And sometimes they're looking for thanks. Like your children come home and say, Dad, Mom, thank you so much for the blessings you give me. It's changed my life. It's made me be able to do things that I wouldn't have been able to do before. That's what the Creator is looking for in us. And he's created language, and his language is math, to be the mechanism, the tool by which we can commune with the Most High. We call this the musical mathematical matrix of the universe. That's what science calls it. The Bible, of course, and religious world calls it the kingdom of heaven. So thank you very much, Mitch. I hope that expands this understanding for people listening.
It definitely gives us insight, and I think that's the reason why this program is so named, because it's hard in a culture which emphasizes the visual so much to turn that vision inward. And I think hearing and truly listening with the heart is a key component of that. For myself, I had a bit of an epiphany today. I have a healing issue with my eyes. I have something that's in my eyes which has shut off my sight, hopefully temporarily. But in going and talking to the medical doctors, one of the things that they want to give you right away is antibiotics. And if we break down that word, antibiotics, that means against life. So there's a contradiction. And
you didn't go to the MDs. I think you went to who? Who did you go see?
I just basically went in and saw a DO. But nevertheless, the first thing in anything, whether you get a staph infection or you get any type of cold, the first thing that these doctors want to give you are antibiotics. If you get cancer, they want to radiate. They want to give you chemicals. These are anti-life agents. And again, I think it comes back to the trust that you're talking about in the Creator. If we look at our health crises as healing opportunities and opportunities for insight, but when we go to Western medicine, as you're talking about, and they cut it and they burn it and they drug it, they take us farther from healing, and they take us to death. And so I think dis-ease, as you were saying, is an opportunity to really understand what the Creator is trying to say to us in guiding us to our higher self. And, it's how can you create health with antibiotics, with anti-life agents?
Yeah, right. It's obviously... I mean, when you begin to think about it carefully, instead of just automatically assuming that what you were taught and what the media has promoted is the way you need to live your life, when you begin to see it for what it is, you really get the message, stupid is as stupid does. And it's absolutely like the vaccines, completely fraud, and it's a money-making, genocidal operation that most people are clueless about. Let's take this caller. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Len Horowitz, Reverend Roxy Hampton, and Mitch Fine. Welcome to the Inside Hour.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Philip.
Hi, Philip. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Riverside, California.
Well, welcome. What's up?
You mentioned staying on topic, and you went off on the musical mathematical matrix for a while, which was not what I talked about, but the last thing you mentioned were the vaccines, and that's exactly why I was calling.
So, oh, okay. Well, we're an eclectic group. You know, the concept, actually, let's take it. Let's take this vaccine issue and let's look at it. Here's a great example of the deception that we were talking about in the languages. See, law, whether it's the Creator's law or whether it's man's law, they both operate based on the languages or the mathematics. With vaccinations, people don't call it that anymore. What do they call it, Philip?
Immunization?
They call it immunization. That's right.
Well, that's why I'm calling, because I had never heard the theories that you expound about them, and one of my friends had actually introduced me to your website, and it turns out, I mean, I had a hepatitis B vaccine today.
Today?
So this is why I'm calling, because
wow.
I had, I'm going to school, and I was actually, quote-unquote forced, ordered to, otherwise forced, not being able to enter the medical program that I'm studying for. And on December 18th of 2007, I received a hepatitis B vaccine, the first injection, an MMR, and there was a third, a Tdap. So that all, those three, the hepatitis B, the first one, the Tdap, and the MMR all happened on December 18, 2007, and today I went in for my second hepatitis B vaccine. So after reading your material, I thought it might be wise to talk to you, and I looked at your phone numbers on your website and whatnot and had trouble getting a hold of you, and then I saw the radio programming to be on today. It just so happened to be on radio today, so I thought I'd call
Perfect.
And ask you for advice.
All right, well, you know, we've got two folks right now who need some prayer. You don't mind if we pray for you, Philip, do you?
No, I don't mind.
I'm going to ask you folks to pray for Mitch. This is a brief one, and as well as Philip. Heavenly Creator, you know, you said when two or more gather in your name and pray, that a certain amount of multiplicity and exponential growth in the power of that prayer. I'm asking for a healing of Mitch's eyes, a dramatic, miraculous healing. I want everybody to think about Mitch's eyes with their hearts and see his eyes with the most beautiful, clear vision, his beautiful blue eyes shining brightly with the Creator's love and the power from the heavenly kingdom flowing through his eyes so bright that it burns out any pathogen that's in there, and that ultimately now, soon, quickly, miraculously manifesting his complete restoration of vision. With Philip, Heavenly Creator, I ask everyone listening to likewise see Philip in perfect harmony with the Creator's divinity. Not medical sorcery, not these vaccinations, but we ask that you purify as a burnt offering any of the vaccine ingredients that were injected into our brother Philip's bloodstream. He did what he had to do, he thought. He wasn't aware of a spiritual religious exemption, so it's excusable neglect, Heavenly Creator. I know that you're very, very lenient in issues of that. And we ask for a complete restoration and protection of Philip's body and his bloodstream to purify that temple. And we ask this in Yasha's name. Amen.
Thank you.
So the issue, Philip, is that immunizations is a word that relates to the natural immunity from natural exposures to the pathogens. If you notice, vaccination is the injection of foreign RNA, foreign DNA, bacteria, from bacteria, viruses, fungi, yeast, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox vaccine. It's cowpox.
Ionute, too. Remember you?
Yeah, I'd like to throw in Ionute. Yeah, but you know, they missed that one. So the reality is, besides, those are the active ingredients, and what they cause is autoimmune diseases, by and large. What happens is, here's so that you know, and you can relate this to your upcoming curriculum. As you get injected with these foreign proteins and foreign genetic material, of course the genetic material is potentially a cancer trigger, but they say, well, there's not enough evidence to show that. The reason that there's no evidence to show vaccines cause cancer or other things is because they don't collect the data. They tell you, CDC tells you today that 90% of the vaccine injuries never get reported. So if you're missing 90% of your data, what kind of science can you do?
Yeah.
Pseudoscience at best. And that's what they're doing. They're promoting this based on their pseudoscience. If you really begin to question and study deeply the science, you realize that it's all a bunch of hogwash. But the vaccinations is actually an autoimmune trigger, because as the proteins get injected into your bloodstream, they glob onto or attach themselves onto your own body proteins throughout your body. So let's say in the joint you have connective tissue in your joints. So let's say now they've injected you with hepatitis B, and just like my sister-in-law, a brilliant medical microbiologist, went to work one day and she was told from her hospital the same thing that you were told. That is, if you wanted to be here, study here as a postdoctoral student and as a microbiologist working in the hospital, you got to get a hepatitis B vaccine. So she took it. So those foreign proteins from the hepatitis B virus sailed through her bloodstream, landed on the connective tissue within her joints, and then formed what the scientists call, and the physicians don't learn about, called an antigenic complex. That is, let's say half of your own protein and half of this germ is now stuck together. Now your white blood cell bodyguard, they're called macrophages because they're big eaters, macro, big, phage, eating. Big eaters come along and they see this bizarre thing in your joint, and they gobble it up. And they have digestive enzymes that begin to break it down. In the process of breaking it down, they actually read the amino acid sequence of the proteins, and they report that message to the rest of the army of white blood cell bodyguards. And they say, if you ever see this, it is foreign, you attack and destroy, and now you have a whole army of white blood cell bodyguards called lymphocytes coming in and attacking the sheath, the connective tissue surrounding your nerves, surrounding your joints, within the joints, and that's called crippling rheumatoid arthritis. In my sister-in-law's case, in my mother's case, it was called Guillain-Barré. And they have a variety of different names, including adult onset diabetes, type 1 autoimmune diabetes, where that same inflammation goes on in the islets of Langerhans cells responsible for insulin production. So now your own body is attacking and it's destroying your insulin producers, and now you have to become a drug addict dependent on the drug industrialists for your fix of insulin. So this is what we're dealing with, Philip. Now, here's an alternative. If I were you, and people hold me as being pretty smart, so I'm going to give you some advice. Ready?
Yes.
Do not take another vaccine in your life. Second piece of wisdom. Do not go to medical school. Become a naturopath, become an osteopath, but an osteopath, they run the same garbage, and even the chiropractors today, their main schools have sold out, been bought out, and have you think that you've got to get vaccinated to go there. But here's the reality. You can get in if you demand your religious spiritual exemption that almost every single state and school allows you, because it's a coveted religious freedom. There's a separation of church and state. If you are of the Creator and you're following the laws of the Old and New Testament and the Quran, then you do not have to. You can demand the religious spiritual exemption waiver, and when push comes to shove, when you finally threaten them with a lawsuit, they will cave to you. They'll give it to you. But my recommendation is, and here's a little plug, here in Hawaii, if our prayers come true, we're praying for September here on the Big Island of Hawaii to start our first doctorate program in naturopathic medicine, certified by the World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners and orchestrated in collaboration with the Pan American Natural Healing Institute. I'm leaving next Thursday for Houston for a meeting with the executives to administer and put into place our capacity to invite 6 resident students to come and learn every aspect of not just natural healing and native medicinal healing, but also permacultural living. Living sustainably in balance with the environment in service to the Creator. Learning His medicine. Not the medical deities' manipulations and deceptions.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's my recommendation for you, Brother Philip.
Well, is there anything that I can do to detox? It's only been 30 days since the initial treatment.
Yeah, that's the number one question that is people in your situation have. The answer is go to the website healingcelebrations.com.
Okay.
www.healingcelebrations.com. That's plural, healingcelebrations.com. Read that lengthy website. It's going to go into what I recommend in the book. It's my second bestseller. It's called Healing Celebrations, subtitled Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And the prescription in there and the practical advice throughout has to do with 5 steps that you need to do now. Everyone should do the first 3 anyway, but you would be wise to do, in addition to the first 3 steps of 5, focusing on, as ill people do, steps 4 and 5 as well as 1 through 3. Step 1, here it is in a nutshell. Step 1 is detoxification. There's a way for you to hydrate and get rid of a lot of garbage in your system. There's lots of things to do that very inexpensively and effectively. Step 2 is changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. The most amazing, most wonderfully therapeutic and preventative in the world, if not the universe, is the alkalinization of the body chemistry, because all of the chronic illnesses, all of the biggest money makers for the medical deities and the drug industrialists, make your body chemistry turn acid. All of the drugs, all the foods, the poisons in the environment, all of the toxic waste, all of the stress, all the high meat intake, caffeine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and red meats, that turns your body chemistry acid, and it then becomes a breeding ground for pathogens. So instead of this Holy Spirit flow keeping you in balance, you've got an incubation chamber for germs, and you are an accident, a disease, in essence, in the process of forming. The most amazing thing is, as was suppressed a century ago, is the work of Royal Raymond Rice and his colleagues showing how in the changing of the body chemistry dramatically changes the pleomorphism of the germs themselves, so that viruses evolve from fungi, and fungi go into bacteria, and it changes form just like, think about it, so does the seaweed when you look at the different tidal zones along the ocean shore. Every single species requires its own unique environment. So the body acid and the alkalinization in preparation for massive healing, that's step 2. Step 3 is boosting or normalizing your natural immune system naturally. Now your immune system has been whacked out. Okay? It's got to respond to the chemicals as well as the biologicals. And so the best thing for you to do is to nurture it holistically. That means physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. Yes, nutritionally. That's part of the physical. So there's a lot of phytonutrients. There's a lot of immune boosters. There's a lot of different botanicals and various things that you can use in your diet as supplementation to increase your natural immune capacity as well as balance. Now, those three steps, as I, again, to reiterate, I said everyone, every single one of you listening, be blessed by Philip's question, because every single one of those is what is required of you now, because we're under assault and attack, everything from the chemtrails to the electromagnetic frequency generators up in Alaska called HARP, the manipulation of the electromechanics and the biospiritual warfare that's taking place, assaulting your energy flowing from the divine through your DNA, which is a Tesla coil, an antenna to the Creator, amplifying the energy. Everything is about energy. It's all about the spirit of the Creator. You're either in touch with and in train to that Holy Spirit, or you're out of balance. Your equation is not equal. So that's step number 1, 2, and 3 has got to be done by everybody, but steps 4 and 5 deal specifically with this whole energy issue. The river of life is the water. The water. In the beginning, there was the Creator. Most people say there was the Word, and then they say that there was the water. Wrong! Go back into Genesis. Everyone listening, refresh your memory. Refresh with the water blessing, the baptism blessing you. Refresh your memory by going back into the Bible in the book of Genesis. Read verse 1 through 6, and you'll have it. In the beginning, there was the Creator. There was the water. And then there was the Word. Then did the Creator speak into the water, out of which then came heaven and earth, light and darkness. It all came out of that spoken word into water. So the water was there. Folks, we're engaging, as you've missed, if you missed last week's program, and the week before particularly, go to BBS Archives, bbsradio.com archives, and get the show that we did on the concert for the 144,000 live H2O. We'll have that website up next week. We've been having technical difficulty on the website live h2o.org, but you'll see the power of water. And of course, step four is oxygenation, H2O. If you simply learn pH, you'll learn the power of hydrogen. pH stands for parts hydrogen, or power of hydrogen. That's changing the entire body chemistry. And so if you've got that understanding of body chemistry, you've got the capacity for self-regulation. Self-regulation. So that now, through the deacidification, you come back into balance. And so we've got step five, that's bioenergetics. Bioenergetics. Everything in energy, Philip, this is vitally important for you as a healer and as a future doctor. Every energy mechanism throughout the entire body, what keeps us alive is electron flow. Electrons, everything in the Krebs cycle, the energy cycle, the metabolism cycle, all physiology, all muscle, everything is associated with the movement of the energy, the electron particle, and the electromagnetic frequencies that come from it. When you get that and you understand that hydrogen is the electron donor, all the energy comes from the sun. The Creator created the sun to sustain us with the energy we need for life. That's why you've got, in fact, green botany. Most of the botanical world is all green because the chlorophyll is producing the energy maximally, taking up the most energy from the sun because it's green. Green is the center of the rainbow. Green is the center of the entire electromagnetic color spectrum. And here's the blessing for the evening that relates this bioenergy, biospirituality to the lesson of love. That center is love. The center of the electromagnetic frequency color spectrum, the center of the rainbow, is the center of your heart chakra, which is green color. And the frequency we have now revealed in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, we began Love the Real Da Vinci Code. We've taken an additional great step. 528 hertz frequency is the love tone. It's the Creator's love tone. So there's music out there. Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD, you get it online through healthyworldstore.com, www.healthyworldstore.com. Look for Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD and play that for yourself at night, Philip. And everyone listening that has problems and diseases and friends, get that CD if you already don't have it. If you still don't have it, get Holy Harmony by Goldman. And if you are somebody who enjoys rock and roll, get Scott Huckabee's Live Love in 528, the concert album by Huckabee, called Live Love in 528. Get it at www.healthyworldstore.com, because there's nothing more powerful than the Creator's love for healing. And the Creator's blessed us with that specific frequency of love so that we can be healed. Thanks so much for the call, Philip. I think we've only got a couple minutes left. We've got 2 minutes left. Folks, I want to thank a couple people, and I want to encourage you to stand by on Tuesday night, actually 5 nights of the week. My good friend Don Nikoloff's program is coming up after the Inside Hour. Stay tuned on BBS Radio. I want to thank Don Newsom, Seth in studio, for this production. of the Inside Hour. Every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 midnight East Coast, we're on with the Inside, and we ask you to join us. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody that you want to wake up and save their lives to join us every Tuesday night. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, and I want to tell you that in May, look at the schedule online at DrLenHorowitz.com or at the schedule on Healthy World Store. We're going to have an awesome Love Code musical healing celebration in Portland, Oregon. It's going to be a special tribute also to my good friend and colleague Jeff Rentz, who's on Genesis Communications Network. And we're going to be having a banquet for America Unsung Hero Award for Jeff on Friday night and Saturday, full day and evening. Scott Huckabee, I believe, will be performing for us during this musical healing celebration. Get your tickets now, please. Tell everybody that you know in the Northwest they better be there, because if they don't, they will have truly missed something spectacular. Love you, folks. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday night. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, signing off of the Inside Hour.